This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister yesterday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer yesterday blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the U.S. insist Israel must have a clear plan to minimize civilian harm.
And we've not yet seen such a plan.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Palestinian Health Ministry accused Israeli forces of launching an attack near an aid distribution point in war-racked northern Gaza, killing 20 people and wounding 155 others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says the reports are false, adding it was assessing the violence that occurred late on Thursday. With the thoroughness that it deserves, the international community has been pushing for more aid to enter Gaza, frustrated with the growing humanitarian crisis and with Israel's restrictions that have prevented more aid getting in by land. Australia announced early on Friday it would resume funding to the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestinians and pledged additional money to UNICEF to provide urgent services in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The White House is encouraging U.S. Senate lawmakers to quickly take up a bill on the social media app TikTok after the measure passed the U.S. House of Representatives with bipartisan support earlier this week. VOA's congressional correspondent, Catherine Gibson, has more from Capitol Hill.
TikTok creators voice concerns on Capitol Hill.
Keep TikTok! Keep TikTok!
As the U.S. House passes a bill that would call on the social media app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to divest from TikTok in order for the app to continue operating in the United States. The White House supports the effort. TikTok has argued the bill limits freedom of expression and that the app does not pose a security risk. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Germany, France, and Poland are vowing to procure more weapons for Kyiv and step up production of military equipment along with partners in Ukraine. Their leaders promised Friday that Ukraine can rely on the trio of European powers as it tries to overcome a shortage of military resources. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk for a hastily arranged summit of the so-called Weimar Triangle of the three countries. The father of a school shooter in the U.S. state of Michigan was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter on Thursday in what is believed to be the first example of prosecutors targeting the parents of a school shooter. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
James Crumley was convicted of four manslaughter counts, one for each of the victims at Oxford High School in the 2021 shootings. Prosecutors argued he bore responsibility because he and his wife Jennifer Crumley gave their son a gun and ignored warning signs of violence. The verdict comes a month after his wife was also found guilty of manslaughter charges stemming from the shooting. The Crumley son, Ethan, was 15 at the time of the shooting. He pleaded guilty in 2022 to four counts of first-degree murder and was sentenced to life in prison without parole in December. Prosecutors said James Crumley repeatedly ignored warning signs that his son was deeply disturbed, did not get him the help he needed, and did not do enough to safely store the firearm in the family home.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. A unanimous Supreme Court has ruled public officials can sometimes be sued for blocking their critics on social media, an issue that first arose for the high court in a case involving then-President Donald Trump. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote for the court Friday, saying officials who use personal accounts to make official statements may not be free to delete comments about those statements or block critics altogether. But Barrett wrote that, quote, state officials have private lives and their own constitutional rights. The case has forced the court to deal with the competing free speech rights of public officials and their constituents in a rapidly evolving virtual world. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.